KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released some guidance procedures and provided a frequently asked questions list for the upcoming baseball and softball shortened seasons. The organization said it'll be the decision of each local school district to determine if they can safely conduct a baseball or softball season. If it's determined that a season can be safely conducted, it will be the responsibility of the home team to provide proper administrative supervision at the contest to assure compliance with the guidelines that are set forth by the Governor's Office, the Department of Education, the Department of Public Health, and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, along with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Schools have until June 8th to submit a correspondence signed by their superintendent if they do not plan to sponsor a baseball or softball team for the summer season. Now, Audubon has released its finalized baseball and softball schedules yesterday. They noted here's what they're going to do starting this season. Baseball and softball both will be on the road to start the season, playing in Oakland at Riverside in their opening baseball and softball matchups. They'll largely play a slate that not only includes Western Iowa Conference foes, but they'll also be playing some other area teams as well, not just sticking with the conference situation. And on the girls' side, they will play in one tournament as well, as Audubon AC-GC tournament in Guthrie Center. They'll be playing in that on June 20th, in addition to their regular slate of games, which will end on June 9th for both the boys' baseball and girls' softball teams, as they'll finish at home against Earlham. Iowa State is planning to limit attendance in Jack Trice Stadium to 30,000 fans for the September 5th season opener against South Dakota. Cyclone Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says a half-full stadium is based on current guidelines. As of Tuesday, about 22,000 season tickets have been renewed.
What does that really look like if we can only have 30,000 people in the stadium if the restrictions aren't expanded? They could obviously be expanded because September 5th still a long ways away.
The Big 12 announced that athletes will be allowed to return to campus beginning June 15th, and Pollard says the biggest issue for the athletic department right now is to get the football season going.
Football is about 75-80% of our revenue. I mean, it's the engine that pulls the train. But what's also good is we have a culture in our department that I actually could meet with our coaches and have just an open dialogue about that issue. And we want them to be able to be here this fall to compete. And their ability to be here this fall to compete is contingent upon football playing.
Pollard also says they don't anticipate selling single game tickets. A DePaul graduate transfer, Jalen Coleman-Lanz, who averaged over 11 points last season and has made 235 career three-pointers, has signed with Iowa State. Head coach Steve Prohm made that announcement yesterday. Coleman-Lanz will be eligible to play the 2020-21 season pending his graduation from DePaul. Coleman-Lanz, a 6'4 guard from Indianapolis, began his career at Illinois, where he led the team in three-pointers made in each of his two seasons. He was granted a sixth year by the NCAA in early April after sitting out the 2017-18 season as a transfer and then being limited to just 9 games the following season due to a broken hand. Last season, Coleman-Lanz started all 32 games for the Blue Demons, hitting 63 three-pointers, ranking 11th in the Big East with 2 a game, and reached double figures in 20 games. Coleman-Lanz will provide valuable experience on the perimeter for the upcoming season for Iowa State, as he's played in 110 games, making 80 starts overall. He's the second transfer addition of the spring for the Cyclones, joining guard Tyler Harris, who comes in from Memphis. Well, the National Hockey League will abandon the rest of the regular season and go straight into the playoffs, but with 24 teams instead of 16 if they're able to resume play. That decision, announced yesterday by Commissioner Gary Bettman, is not a guarantee that games are coming back. The NHL and the NHL Players Association must still figure out health and safety protocols and solve other issues, including where to play. Still, ironing out the format represents significant progress since global sports were largely shut down in March as the coronavirus outbreak turned into a pandemic. Bettman has said the goal has always been to play again and award the Stanley Cup, but details remain uncertain. Instead of limiting the cup chase to the usual 16 teams that qualify for the playoffs, the league and the players agreed to expand the field to 24 of its 31 teams because of the unusual circumstances. The top 4 teams in each conference, ranked by points percentage, will play separate round-robin tournaments to determine seeding. The remaining 16 teams will be seeded by conference. Games are expected to be played in two hub cities, and Bettman said that 10 are in the running right now, including Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, and Minneapolis-St. Paul in the U.S., along with Edmonton, Toronto, and Vancouver in Canada. A Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, says there definitely will be an NFL season in 2020. In an interview on CNBC, Ross says the question is whether there will be fans in the stadiums. The NFL has said it expects to play a full schedule beginning September 10th, but is preparing contingency plans in case the coronavirus pandemic makes venue changes or games without fans necessary. Ross says the NFL's flexibility will allow the league to start on time. He says the country needs sports entertainment. A rookie at the major league minimum would make a higher percentage of his salary than multimillionaire stars like Mike Trout or Gerrit Cole under a sliding scale proposal by big league teams that players found extremely disappointing. Major League Baseball made the proposal to the Players Union on Tuesday during a digital meeting rather than the 50-50 revenue sharing plan that owners initially approved for their negotiators on May 11th. In addition, the union said the sides also remain far apart on health and safety protocols aimed at starting the pandemic-delayed season around the 4th of July. Salaries in the major leagues range from $563,500 at the minimum to $36 million each for Trout, the three-time MVP outfielder on the Los Angeles Angels, and Cole, the pitcher signed by the New York Yankees as a free agent. According to a study by the AP, 369 of 899 players have salaries of $600,000 or less, according to the rosters that were frozen in March. The Oakland Athletics are placing their scouts and selected other front office employees on furlough and cutting the salaries of other executives as part of a cost-cutting move in response to the pandemic. A person familiar with the plan said Tuesday that the furloughs will begin next week, although the team's amateur scouts are expected to stay on through the draft June 10th through 11th. The furloughs will apply to professional and amateur scouts and other front office employees on the business side. The A's will continue to pay the health care, 401k, and pension costs for their employees. Kyle Busch says he supports wearing a mask in public so we can all take care of our neighbor amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's a rare instance of the two-time NASCAR champion wading into a social issue. Busch entered the debate after images from short tracks over the weekend showed packed grandstands with little social distancing and a few people wearing masks. He retweeted a photo from South Alabama Speedway in Ozark, Alabama. Adding his own message, Busch applauded fans for supporting their local short tracks but suggested mandatory masks for admission for healthier practices. Well, the state of Iowa is beginning to open up, but not enough for the Iowa Summer Games, which has announced it is canceling a majority of its events. Corey Kennedy is the spokesman for the Iowa Games.
With the nature of this event, it's such a large-scale event, and the different social distancing guidelines that are in place in the city of Ames and Iowa State University and around the area, we decided it would be best to cancel the majority of the sports for 2020.
Kennedy says they'll still be offering a few events that are not held on the Iowa State University campus.
We have the updated list on our website at iowagames.org, and you can see there's about 15 different sports that throughout June, July, and some in August that will take place that aren't in the Ames area or on our main weekends that we usually have in July.
Kennedy says that people who have registered for sports will be eligible for a refund. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.